A wild cheetah sprinting across the African savanna has been described as poetry in motion. Dr. Laurie Marker can understand why. The award-winning conservationist has devoted her life to the protection of the big cats and says top predators like the cheetah play a key role in maintaining the health of the ecosystem.
For instance, the cheetah is a great hunter on the savanna lands. It will, you know, make a kill, it eats what it needs, gets chased off by jackals or vultures or lions, hyenas, and then the rest of the veld eats. I always say this to the many livestock farmers that I work with, that if there's enough prey and the cheetah's made a kill, the jackals can eat off of that, and the jackals are not going to come into your sheep yard or your goat yard.
And there's oryx coming out right over there, too.
Marker teaches the importance of biodiversity through the Cheetah Conservation Fund that she founded in Namibia, Africa in 1991. The fund conducts research, offers educational programs, and serves as a model for other countries that are committed to helping wild animals. With less than 10,000 of the big cats remaining in the wild, Marker says she wants people to understand the challenges facing cheetahs.
The biggest threats facing cheetahs primarily are a human-wildlife conflict, loss of habitat, loss of prey, loss of grazing lands, and the African human population is growing leaps and bounds.
So the center has a number of initiatives that address those problems, starting with people. In one program, locals are hired to collect the damaging thorn bush that has taken over the cheetah landscape and process it into eco-friendly fuel logs. And because cheetahs often prey on the domesticated animals on the savanna, Marker donates guard dogs to local farmers to help protect their livestock.
In Namibia, we've now bred over 500 of these dogs. And at this point, we've helped develop programs in South Africa, in Botswana, in Tanzania. So our dogs actually are working against not just protecting livestock from the cheetah, but all these other predators.
Wildlife poaching and trafficking are the other threats to cheetahs.
And the black market of wildlife trade is equal to that of, illegal drugs and trafficking and terrorism. It's all tied in together. We really need the global family of people who are listening to this to say no to illegal trade, no to poaching, take care of the wildlife, ask their governments to do something, and they actually become a voice as well.
Marker cautions that if the global family doesn't act soon, we will likely lose the cheetah within the next 10 years. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.